Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck around the water cooler.
Hey, Leslie Ann, what's on your mind?
Well, have you ever... I know that you don't do the grocery shopping, but I know that you've bought a bag of chips or something along the lines.
I have
you ever purchased something like that, and then you open it up and you're like, and you get angry because they're literally only half of the container is full?
Well, the classic example on that would be potato chips.
Yes,
you get home, you're hungry, you pop it open, and you look way down.
and you say that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, this woman got so upset with this notion after she bought a box of Junior Mints that she's actually suing, believe it or not.
This is a woman with, A, way too much time
yes.
on her hands. All right, so, okay.
So, this is what she has to say about it. The size of the product's boxes in comparison to the volume of the candy contained therein makes it appear to the plaintiff.
Yes.
And class members that they're buying more than what is actually being sold.
She makes a good point.
Yes.
She makes a good point. You go to the movie theater, for example, and buy a box of Junior Mints, and you open it up, and it's a big box. You think, this is a big box of Junior Mints.
Right.
Well, it isn't. It's a big box.
Yeah.
With a small box of Junior Mints inside of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like maybe filled, what, two-thirds of the way
yeah,
to the top?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is trickery.
But still.
But it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Haven't we been
of
very
course.
Aware of this concept forever?
Of course. And
it is getting worse, though.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's getting worse.
Yeah. Well, I you know, with the consumerism that's going on in today's day and age and, you know, the government regulations on what the labels have to say and all that.
Right.
There is still one thing that fries my pan, and what it is serving size.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If you sell an item and it's two servings.
Uh-huh.
Okay? For example, you know what a snowball cupcake is? Every kid's had them.
Yeah,
with the pink or the white.
Yes.
And the inside is the chocolate and the white. Yeah, everybody knows that. The serving size for the 580 calories in it is one snowball.
Right.
But it comes in a pack of two. I have no problem with that, except if you sell something that has two or more servings, you must sell it in a resealable package.
Ah.
What the heck do
yeah.
you do?
Right. You can't take.
You can't.
Yeah. I know exactly what you,
you
mean.
You can't. What do you do with that? You eat it and you say, that was good. And now you got one.
Yeah.
In a crumpled
so
paper.
So it makes you feel forced to eat the whole thing, even though it's more
it's
than
stupid.
One serving.
I mean, if they put labels on pillows so that we know that they were made in Venezuela and, you know, and those awful pillows and linen tags that we have.
Oh, yep.
Right? Why can't they just say, if you make an item that is two or more servings, it must be in a resealable package?
Yeah, I like that
idea. I can't
idea.
Tell you how many times I've gotten, you know, like I like the little mini donuts. You get,
yeah, oh, yes.
And I think there's six of them or... eight of them, let's say, the little mini donuts.
Yeah.
I get those. I like those. I can't eat eight.
Yeah.
I can't eat eight.
That's probably, what, three servings?
Yeah. It's. You can't reseal that.
No. No.
You can't reseal it. So you have these, later on, you're dealing
with... And they totally go stale. Even though they're filled with preservatives, they still go stale.
I just think that is wrong.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like I said, fries my pan. I think that what you should do is... sell them individually.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
Chuck,
I'll
they're
buy,
not going to make enough money doing that.
I'll buy one snowball cupcake.
Right.
Or I'll buy four mini donuts. But if you make me buy two, if you make me buy eight...
Reseal the package.
Then you have to provide me a way
yeah.
to... Otherwise, it's fraud. Because,
yeah.
like you said, by the time I get home and I've schlepped four little mini donuts around in my pocket or in the crumpled up package, it's disgusting by the time you get to them again and you
yeah.
throw them out.
Yeah. Yes. I like that idea. I like that idea. I think that's a good one.
I,
and it's a valid argument.
Yeah.
As far as oversizing a container.
That's part of America.
Again, that's fraud, really.
They're just trying
to fool people into thinking they're getting more than they really are.
Right.
But it's easy enough to shake the box to find out how much is really
in there. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It's not like I don't think we're really getting hoodwinked on that one.
I agree. And you know what? It's a perfect example. Forget the fraud part of the Junior Mints. It's a box of candy. If you can't finish that box of candy, you can seal it up.
Yeah, that's true.
You can reseal the top of the box and take it out.
Yeah. You can't with a cellophane package.
You can't. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to quit my broadcasting career and take that up as my life's mission.
There you go.
All right, let's go back to work.